I invite you all, if you feel comfortable, to maybe close your eyes, get yourself into a comfortable position. And we're going to bring our attention first to like a body scan. So we're going to take a big breath in and a deep breath out. And the purpose of meditation is a reminder not about trying to dull ourselves or numb ourselves or run away from life, but it's the opposite, to make us more alive and alert and feel awake with the energy and the life that we have inside of us. And as we breathe in, I'm aware of my whole body. And as I breathe out, I ease my whole body. Breathing in, aware of my whole body, and breathing out, ease my whole body. Breathing in, I follow my in-breath all the way deep down into my abdominal, my stomach, as it rises. And as I breathe out, follow my breath out all the way to the tip of my nose as it exits out my nostril. And just allow yourself to follow your breath, the natural rhythm. Maybe you notice your breath is quite short. Maybe it's long and deep. There's no need for judgment here to change it. Just notice what it is today. Maybe you're recovering from a cold like me and your breath is short, and that's okay. There's no way, right way of doing it at the moment. It's just to be in tune with it and allow yourself to witness your body. I'm going to take a moment to breathe in. Right now, there's nowhere to go. And breathing out, there's nothing to do. At this moment, you get to sit here in this present moment and listen to the sound of the birds. Maybe you can hear the sound of the river. What other animals maybe can you hear in the distance? Now, imagine the sky in this big, cloudy, overcast sky. A sudden portal opens up and a clear blue sky. You can see it peeking out and the sun penetrates through, and suddenly a beam of sunshine shines directly on your crown of your head, warming up your head. And you can feel the like golden light just melt the top of your head and your scalp, and you can feel the warmth. And now it's this liquid golden sun penetrates through your body. You relax your skin and your face. You notice any tension in your jaw, maybe your mouth, and you relax there. You become aware of your neck. You slowly let that melt and soften and relax. And this warm golden heat falls down into your shoulders, down your upper back, relaxing down into your elbows. And all the way to your fingertips. And breathing in, you slowly relax your chest as it rises, and breathing out as it falls. And this relaxation trickles down your spine as it softens, and you can feel your spine lengthen whilst your pelvis slowly grounds deeper into your sitting bone and your hips. And you start to feel more fluid and softer, less rigid. And you can feel your body dancing and oscillating with your breath, the breeze on your face. And this warm glowing heat goes down now into your thighs, through the weight of your legs, as it softens, releasing any tension, all the way down to your knees, your calves, and then connects your feet as you feel it contact with the earth below. Your feet widen, maybe your toes widen, there's space between them. And you feel the earth supporting you. Mother Earth holding you, always there beneath you, always supporting you with life, with food, with groundingness. Breathing in, we penetrate even further down, now entering through the soil. We make a path through the grass, through the roots of the plants, the roots of the trees. The humus is the first layer of the soil, which is all the organic matter, rich with life and nutrients for us to grow our seeds. Through the mycelium, which is like the network of like mushroom network that connects all life underground and sends and communicates with every being of this world, all plant life. And we transcend deeper and deeper through the topsoil. This organic matter that's mixed with minerals. And further down to the subsoil where there's sand and silt and clay. It's getting heavier, it's getting deeper, it's getting darker now. And here, before we hit the parent rock, which is kind of broken rock of the land underneath the earth, we see in the darkness these balls of life. They're wrapped around itself, and they're worms in their burrow. They're deep asleep. They've been hibernating all winter, waiting for the frost to clear and spring to come. And today it's arrived. Worms, when they hibernate, they actually sometimes curl up into themselves and make a big knot. And as you can see them, they're slowly unraveling that knot, one bit of a time, and they're opening up, they're stretching out, they're wriggling through. And as the spring enters this new year and the soil warms up, they begin tunneling upwards. I want you to imagine you're one of these worms now, waking up from a deep slumber. And you're ready to come out into the new world. You rise up through the soil again, through the humus, through the roots. And you lift up slowly. And as you're just about to peek through the surface of the earth, I'm going to invite you to open your eyes in a second. Not yet. And I want you to imagine you've never seen this allotment before. This is your first time. You're going to look at it with new eyes, with curiosity, like a child for the first time being birthed into this world. So as you rise through, you start feeling the soft breeze of the wind on your face again. You can feel maybe a bit of the sun, even though it's still through the clouds, touching your skin. You can start feeling the fire again that we're gathered around. And in a second, I'm going to ask you to slowly, gently open your eyes, allowing some light to penetrate through your eyelids. And I want you to look around at your surroundings. Maybe what catches your eye first? Maybe it's something in the far distance. Maybe it's something close by, right next to your feet. Take a moment in your own time to come back to this present moment as you've taken a long journey deep underground and back to the surface again. Maybe you see a familiar face. Okay. Okay. What is it that maybe you've noticed this time round? Open your eyes, that maybe you didn't notice before you closed them? You can just think internally, but if you want to share, you're welcome to. Is there anything that you're looking at now that you didn't before?
Never seen that before.
Well, the thing in the distance, that...
Yes.
Yeah, I've been staring at it as well today, being like, are you a house? Are you...
That one or that one?
That one.
That one.
The pointy one.
The pointy one that looks like a rock.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get so used to the things in our lives that we forget that the blessing that we can open our eyes and see the world, that we have the vision of sight, and we get so familiar with the space that we stop taking in information or seeing things. I have the same thing in like my room. I'll look up and I go, has that been up there the whole time? No. And I'm like, someone's put it up there. It can't be. I've lived in this room for how long? Years? No, it's not possible. See, a lot of people say when they have meditation, they feel like they time travel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I believe it can be a form of time traveling to like go back into your like child state and see your life. And I think it's a very powerful place that people can go into. I've done this before in warmer weather, but basically, we're going to be doing some movement with our feet with no shoes.
No shoes?
Yes.
No socks?
No socks, barefoot. I know that it might be uncomfortable and it's going to be very cold, but I invite you to like maybe go on this journey with me. There will be a hot, warm water after to bathe your feet in. And we're going to be doing a nice ritual of cleansing with soap and moisturizing our feet. And we'll come back to the fire and do that here. But there's something very healing about having our bare feet on in the mud and the energy that we can, like, get from the soil when we actually touch it. Okay, so we're going to, like, slowly head down to the patch where I think this spring is going to be a dye garden where we're going to grow plants for dyeing. So we're going to go down there. And as we walk down, just, like, notice how your feet interact with the ground. That's exactly where we're going. I just want everyone to like just like come back into their bodies and feel the earth beneath your feet as you're like stepping from side to side, thinking about like the opposites of dark and light, day and night, but also left and right in your body, how you're always in balance, always in oscillation, how your body's always in an equilibrium and harmony without even you being aware of it. You're always finding this center point and your body's always working with the ground. and kind of in a dance with the ground here, trying to make sense of the strangeness that's going on. As we think about this new year, the Lunar New Year and the spring equinox, and as your feet are submerged in this ground and you're able to connect with the energy of the ground, what energy do you want to invite from the earth into your life as you have this moment, this very special moment with your feet in the ground? Is there energy of support in your life? Maybe you're asking earth for the energy of patience, maybe with someone, maybe with yourself, maybe some sending, like offering more love to yourself or to a loved one, maybe peace and safety for someone that you care about. Whatever it may be, ask the earth to bring that energy forward into your life. Maybe it's confidence to achieve something that you're trying to do. Maybe you're doing your driving lessons, trying to get your test. Whatever it is, ask the earth to give it to you. It's listening to you right now. You're sculpting it. You're dancing with it. So take a moment just to pray to the earth and bring it in.